This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Disputing a parking ticket in Denver is about to get a whole lot easier again. The city stopped allowing people to dispute tickets online last year as an effort to save money amid widespread budget cuts. Since then, the only way to fight a ticket has been in person at the city courthouse during business hours. But that will change next month. The city is bringing back online ticket appeals, with city staff reviewing each filing to see if the ticket was written in error. Five firefighters have died fighting Colorado wildfires this year. In neighboring Utah, communities are also remembering two who recently died in a helicopter crash while fighting a fire there. Here's the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse.
The two pilots, Chris Anderson and Miles Elliott, were working for a U.S. Forest Service contractor on Utah's massive Wide Mouth 2 fire. Federal helicopter manager Jessica Reeves worked closely with the pair this season.
I just want to get out how amazing these men were, and yeah, it's going to be a really big loss for the aviation community for sure.
Federal officials have logged more than a dozen fire line deaths so far this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
15 people at two Colorado Springs television stations are losing their jobs through a restructuring initiative from their parent company.
KKTV 11 News starts right now.
This is KOAA News 5 at 10.
And good evening, everyone.
The employees at KKTV and KOAA are part of more than 260 people nationwide being let go as part of a consolidation effort by E.W. Scripps & Company. The plans also include consolidating the two well-known networks. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the company's goal is to start a 24-hour streaming platform. The future of Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site in southern Colorado is coming up for discussion. The National Park Service will review potential plans during a work session with La Junta's Tourism Board. That includes alternatives to address structural problems with the park's main adobe-style building. This is CPR News.